Hello, my name is Harold Bigham. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also to thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatso thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Matthew 16:13-20. On this occasion, as Jesus was in the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked a very direct question to his disciples. He asked the question, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Simon Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Based upon the bedrock confession that Peter made that Jesus is the Son of the living God, Jesus said that he would build his church. Jesus Christ is the builder of his church. He promised that he would build his church in Matthew 16:18. And he fulfilled that promise in Acts chapter 2. His church exists today as accountable people obey the simple gospel of Christ and are added to the church by the Lord himself, Acts 2:42-47. Paul said that there is just one church or body of Christ, Ephesians 4:4. This is in agreement with what Christ said, "I will build my church," in Matthew 16:18. The church belongs to Christ. The churches of Christ salute you. Romans 16:16. Today, let us study two illustrations of Christ and his church. First, notice with me the illustration of marriage. The bridegroom is Christ, and the bride is the church. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present unto himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Ephesians 5:22-32. Notice that Paul said, "I speak concerning Christ and the church." The bridegroom is Christ, and the bride is the church. John the Baptist declared, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." John 3:27-30. John said that he was the friend of the bridegroom. John the Baptist came to prepare the way of Christ. Christ is the bridegroom, and the church is the bride. The bride is important to the bridegroom. The bridegroom wants his bride to be pure. As such, the church is made up of those people who have been made pure by the blood of Christ. Jesus, the bridegroom, wants his church, the bride, to be without spot or wrinkle, and to be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:27, Revelation 1:5. Paul said that the bride and the bridegroom are joined together. Ephesians 5:31-32. Christ loved his bride. He gave himself for the church, his bride. Ephesians 5:25. Therefore, the importance of Christ to his church is seen by the bride and the bridegroom. Secondly, notice the illustration of the physical body. Notice the head and the body. Notice the spiritual body. Christ is the head of the church, and the body is the church. The Apostle Paul wrote, "And I put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Ephesians 1:22-23. Again, Paul wrote, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." Colossians 1:18. As the physical head controls the motion of the physical body, Jesus Christ controls the church. The body, the church, is the fullness of Christ. Now, to denominate or divide the body, it is to dishonor the head, which is Christ. Christ is to have the preeminence, since he is the head of the body, the church. Paul warned of some that would not see the importance of recognizing and honoring Christ as the head, and not holding the head, from which all the body, by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Colossians 2:18. Deformity results when members of our physical body are out of control and are not guided by the head. Likewise, chaos and disunity prevails in the religious world when there are multiple bodies, churches, contrary to the teachings of the Scripture and not listening to the head, which is Christ. Each religious denomination today has their own particular doctrine instead of the doctrine of Christ. Paul spoke of the one body, which is the church. Ephesians 1:22-23. Ephesians 4:4. My friend, that church exists today in communities, towns, cities, countries, when accountable people obey the gospel and practice the same teachings as were practiced in the New Testament. Paul explained the singularity of the head and the body. "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, 'Because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, 'Because I'm not the eye, am I not of the body?' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness, for our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. 1 Corinthians 12:12-27. My friend, the importance of Christ to His church can be seen by the illustration of the physical body, that is, the head and the body, and also looking at the spiritual body of Christ, that Christ is the head of the church. He is the head of the body, which is the church. My friend, God's plan reveals that after hearing the gospel being taught, that we are to believe and have faith. Romans 10:17, Mark 16:15-16. This faith leads one to repent of sins and to confess the good name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God. Luke 13:3-5, Romans 10:9-10. The final step of God's plan of salvation is scriptural baptism for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. Once we do that, our Lord will add us into His body, unto His church, as we've already read in Acts 2:42 throughout verse 47. And then we are commanded to be faithful, yes, even till we die for the Lord, Revelation 2:10, to go to heaven in the after while. My friend, will you consider our study today? And then respond in loving obedience to the commands of God. Thank you so very much for studying with us today. May God continue to bless you as you continue to read and study the Bible.